Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kanisha. How may I assist you on today?
Yeah, I'm looking at my bank account and I've got two transactions with you and I don't even know what you are.
All right, so I do want to inform you that this is a third-party call center, so we do help assist with a lot of products. To see if I can better assist you or you have an account with us, can you provide with that zip code, please?
29483.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Cheryl, Cheryl Bunting, B as in boy,
Oh, sorry.
UNTING.
And you said 29483?
Yes.
All right. Can you spell your first name for me one more time, please?
Sure. Cheryl.
All right. And your last name?
Bunting, BUNTING.
All right. Thank you for the information. So you say it's B as a Bravo, U as an umbrella, N as a Nancy, T as a Tom, I as an Indigo, N as a Nancy, and G as a Golf.
Yes.
And your first name is Cheryl. C as in Charlie, H as in horse, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yancy, L as in land.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't find anything under your name, but no worries. I'm gonna try to see if I can use your phone number, okay?
Sure. It is 843-906-2092.
All right, thank you for the information. So yes, well, I couldn't find anything but that. Well, no worries. Do you mind providing with the last four of your card number?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay.
It should be 2077.
2077.
Yes.
Okay, hold for a moment. Hello, ma'am. I didn't find anything other than Cheryl. Can you provide with the first six of your card number? I'm just trying to find your account, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not giving any more information out of that.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I do understand. So, you have gave me your name, your zip code, your phone number, and your card last four of your card number as well. I still have not found an account. So usually, it really don't take all this information for me to be able to find an account. But I just wanted to use extra precaution to see if you did have an account with us. Another thing I do want to inform you, this is a third-party call center. So we do help assist with a lot of customers. And we do have something called copycats, which means they can have the same number or sell the same products, but it does not mean it's our company. So the best thing to do right now, Ms. Cheryl, is to contact your bank to see the actual source.
I'm looking at the actual source. It says Smart Life Target. It gives this phone number.
Yes, well, like I said, they can have the same thing, but that is not actually meant as our company.
Okay, well, how do I get this off of my refunded whatever? Because
Yes. Yes, well, like I said, it would be best to contact the bank because I can't refund anything or do anything because I can't find an account.
okay, well, try Benjamin. Maybe you've got it under Benjamin.
All right, hold for a moment. Let me try that. All right, Benjamin, can you spell the last name for me, please?
Bunting, BUNTING.
Okay, let me try that. Hold for a moment. It is BENJAMIN.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. I did find an account. And for security purposes, may you please provide to me the address?
223 Basswood, BASSWOOD Avenue, HDE.
All right, thank you for the information. So it is showing me that this customer do have a smart fitness tracker.
Okay, what is that? Because we don't have any knowledge of that.
All right, so Smart Fitness Tracker is basically like a smartwatch. What it does is it measures your blood oxygen level and it tracks your sleep patterns. So it's showing me on here that on April the 24th, there was two transactions made of $7.97. So basically, this was on a trial. This was on a 14-day trial. when this customer filled out all the information and they said that they was 18 or older, but then the terms and conditions they stated that it was on a 14-day trial, and that if they did not cancel within 14 days, on the 15th day, they will get charged for the wholesale price, and that's why they got charged.
Yeah, so we shouldn't have gotten charged anything.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said before, when you accept the terms and conditions, it stated it was on a 14-day trial.
So it's going to be $70 a month times two for this.
No, ma'am. This is the last charge. When you got charged on May 11, that was the last charge. It was a one-time charge.
So why did they charge us twice?
Okay, because it showed me a smart fitness tracker, and I think these are the straps. Yeah, I have the straps and I have the smart fitness tracker. So it showed me two different products. It's not
Yeah,
showing
well,
me.
we right through Amazon, we got the watches as a gift. So now we're actually paying for the watches. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, ma'am. It was on a trial.
Oh, so this we only had this one time payment, $69. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, that's 69.87. You got charged at 64.87 was the last charge.
Right, because I got okay, I've got 69.87 and 64.87. So we're not going to be charged again for this, correct?
No, ma'am, that was it.
Okay, can I get your name so that when I call back, I've got a reference?
Yes, ma'am, my name is Kanisha. It's going to be spelled K as in kilo, E as in echo, N as in Nancy, E as in echo, S as in Sam, H as in horse, I as in indigo, and A as in alpha.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kanisha.
Thank you for calling customer service.